Radio.Dominican.edu. Right on time with the Penguins and the Banana Slugs. Stuart Horn and J-Wo with you live from the Collins Center. We're about ready for the tip-off. 7 o'clock start. Apologize for the mix-up on the webpage. It was a last-minute change in time. It says 7:30 there, I know. But we're on at 7. J-Wo gets high props tonight for getting it all set up, making it happen. We are in just the opening seconds. We just had the tip-off. Penguins and the Banana Slugs from the Collins Center, Dominican University of California. Banana Slugs moving toward the northern hoop with 7 on the shot clock. They are in the house. They're working on the indoors over Fromm. Scored for the Slugs by 24. That was Melissa Young. Also starting for the Slugs, Talia Joyce, Kaylee Calandry, Rachel Ocampo, and Megan Gaynor. Penguins moving toward the southern hoop now. From right to left in front of the opulent broadcasting area here at DU. This is women's night only. Ladies' night at the Collins Center. It's a freebie if you're in the neighborhood. You want to come down. 7 with the ball. 6. Now Shar. Now indoors. Fromm with 2 on the shot clock. Up and in with a swish. Fromm converts from a foot and a half. Woo! All right. Now we're ready to settle down a little bit as J-Will's getting in place here. Checking the feed. Uh-oh. What do we? We have a problem. We have nothing coming in here. We have to get a master off the board into this. There you go. 18:34 to go. 3 on the shot. Banana Slugs have it. 2-1. Shot clock violation. Okay. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are on the air, folks. With 18:18 to go in the first half. Penguins and the Banana Slugs. We got a little change in time there. I know it says 7:20 on the website. It's actually a 7 o'clock start. Got us off guard, too. Barnes with the ball and 3 ball on the way. Now Penguins tied 2-2 as Barnes missed that one deep and left. Banana Slugs in the house from UC Santa Cruz, 17:55 to go. Stuart Horn and Jay Will with you as usual, your Penguin broadcasters. For the 06-07 campaign, Jay Will, freshman broadcasting sensation, is alongside. Props to him for getting everything set up, getting us on the air in 2 minutes. That was the quickest setup in history, Jay Will.
Thanks for showing up, Stu.
Thanks for showing up yourself, pal. I didn't know. I thought we were on at 7:30. I was just, you know, hanging out, reading the paper, having dinner, and all of a sudden Brandon calls me and says, by the way, do you know it was 7 o'clock? Well, I got on my horse, and we made it happen.
Got 17. Little pregame set up.
Yeah, that was all right. That was good. Boy, without you, I was dead meat there, so right on. 17 and a half to go, and the whistle blows as the ball goes out of bounds off of one of the Penguins. No, it went out of bounds off of one of the Banana Slugs. UC Santa Cruz in the house tonight. Banana Slugs head coach is Nikki Turner in her third season. She's assisted by Lauren Cardinale, Libby Lane, and Krista McDonald. Penguins with the ball now, moving from our right to left. Our right, meaning Jay Woe and I. Poor pass by the Penguins there as the Banana Slugs picked up the transition with 17:14 to go.
Fairly quick game here. We're seeing lots of defense, though. Only the 2 points on the board.
Yeah, not
a muff pass.
Not a ton of offense so far with 17:02 to go. Can I get a little more of the headphones, please? Thank you. 16:58 to go, and the Banana Slugs chuck one up. It's down by Kate Ellis. And by the way, I want to give a prop to Ellis's family for giving me the proper pronunciation over the break on Kate's last name. I was calling her Ells, like, well, I don't know, like, as if her name were Kate Ells, but it's not. It's Ellis. So we've got that right now. We'll never make that mistake again. 16:44 to go. 2-2.
You did, in fact, ask me to remind you of that one.
Did I? Okay. I'll never forget. 16:44 to go. And have you ever heard of Tina Girarduzzi? She's one of the best soccer players ever to hang out at DU. Do you know her?
I haven't been around.
Yeah, she's right alongside. So, Jay Will, why don't you take it for a second? I'll be right back.
Okay. We've got the Slugs in the right corner. Bringing it around to the top corner, number 2, passing the inbounds. It runs into the Dominican University cheerleaders, and seven strong tonight. It is just a 2-2 tonight for the ladies. Slugs inbound, try a quick two-pointer off the baseline, and it's incorrect. Chardonnay Nelson brings it up the court, and the Penguin ladies steal it, or turnover away. Breakaway points for the Slugs. That's 2 points. It puts them in the lead. Nelson taking the inbound, stops in the back court. Penguins can't get it back. Penguins bring it across, finally to Stephanie Barnes, who had an amazing game last time out. Chardonnay Nelson scores an easy two on the lane inside. 2 points off the glass, that brings it to a tie.
Well, we're back, Jay. Well, 15:37. Good job on the play-by-play there. Filling in as Tina Girarduzzi was mentioning she talked to her aunt up there in Idaho, and there was a little problem with the transmission. So hopefully they're getting it now, though. I just double-checked all the settings, and it looks like we're good up to Idaho. In fact, we should be good worldwide. From the Yukon to the Euphrates, radio.dominican.edu. What's that now?
From San Fran to Japan.
All right. Now the Penguins on offense. Here's Cade Ellis. She goes up left off of the rim. A little bit short and left. 15:07 to go, fans. J-Well, why don't you crank your mic up a little bit more there? I'd like to hear more of you. 15:01. Yeah, more J-Well. I think that's what the fans have been demanding anyway. Less of me, more of you. I can't imagine they would want anything more of me. We're inside of 15 minutes, fans. Stuart Horn and J-Wo on radio.dominican.edu. Ladies' night only tonight, J-Wo. There's a three ball. Goes up by Santa Cruz.
That's right. It's Tuesday night primetime basketball here at the Conlin Rec Center.
Rachel Ocampo, the 5'2" senior. She's a veteran in the house. J-Wo from the Banana Slugs just canned that three-pointer. That was big. 7-4 DU trailing. Kate Ellis has it. She pours it indoors to Fromm. In and out. Fromm gets her own rebound. Very nice job. 360 move. Now she puts it back. And Fromm, with a spin move, puts it down. 7-6. The Penguins are trailing as we are early in the first half. 14 minutes and 13 seconds to go from the Conlin Center. Pretty good house tonight, considering nobody really knew what time this game was supposed to get started. J-Well, I thought they were going, they changed it to 7:30 because the Slugs had to come so far from Santa Cruz, including coming over the 17, which is always a nightmare. Oh, Fromm with a big defensive steal, and she flips it back off to Chardonnay Nelson. Nelson now brings it up the court, over to Fromm. Penguins have their big team in with Barnes over there in the left corner. She's got it. Kate Ells playing on the indoor. She moves it inside. Now Ells. Now Fromm from the lane. Fromm, one bounce off to Shard. Jumper. Oh, she tried to pass it off to Kate Ellis. And
it's just a mix of ladies playing basketball down there in the key.
Yeah, and then Kate Ellis had it come like a bullet, and one of the Banana Slugs got in her face. So Shard comes out. Kate Ellis retreats to the bench. In now is Flatten and
Castellaggio
came in there. Thank
freshman
you, J-Well.
Sensation.
Oh, man, we've got a sensational freshman on the mic and one on the court. And there goes the shot up. Two shots on goal by the Penguin, one by Fromm, one by Barnes. Both too much. Barnes moving backwards beautifully through the key as the Penguins transition on defense. 13.5 to go. 7-6, Slugs. Oh, boy, is that a travel? I guess not. Looked like it to me. And you know, I rarely miss those, J-Well. Uh-oh, there goes an easy up and in by the Slugs as they transition down. That was Talia Joyce. She couldn't get it to fall. Joyce hangs out a little too hard on that one. A little too much, I mean. Let's see. That was not Joyce. That was Calandry. Penguins with the ball. They're working the perimeter now out there on the right side. Here's Flatten. Flatten out there on the wing.
Flatten. Intensity throughout the Penguin team.
Flatten kicks it indoors over to Lauren Selton-Rich with a perfect feed to Castellaggio, who buries the deuce. 8-7 Penguins on top. 17:46. How's our feed there? All the levels looking good? Here we're good? Uh-oh. Now a whistle as Fromm ends up on the floor with Talia Joyce. Joyce and Fromm, and the foul is against Joyce. And for the Slugs now, subbing in is Molly Davidson in place of Jung. Or is it Jung? You know, I've been calling her name for 4 years now, and I never have figured it out. I've heard the coach call her different names with different pronunciations. I guess I should just ask her. We don't have too much contact with the players, the opposing players anyway. Not very often. Now a steal by the Banana Slugs. The Penguins could not get that thing worked indoors to Molly Davidson with the steal. And she flips it off to Ocampo. The point guard brings it up left side. Now gets it back over to Davidson. Davidson, top of the key. Brings it in. Calandry. Left side Davidson. Three ball, no D. Barnes down with it. Barnes flips it up. Quick transition as the coach is demanding the Penguins move the ball quickly. Castellaggio now right side with a good foot fake. Castellaggio, good left-handed bullet pass. One bounce from Selton-Rich. Back out to Castellaggio. Indoor, Selton-Rich with good patience. Number 45, Lauren Selton-Rich, the veteran, with great patience. Hangs out just that extra split second, J-Wo, and gave herself plenty of time to bury the deuce.
Right, she had to pop down and up for the 2 points.
Waiting for the defender to fly over the top of her. Now a big shot from the top of the key by the Slugs' Joyce. She does not make it. And the Banana Slugs pick up the rebound, flip back indoors to Calandry. Calandry missed it. Now Calandry's arguing with the referee if she was called on a foul. Calandry's insisting she had her hands up. The referee saw one of the hands down. I wonder which one was right.
The umpires call it.
You know, I guess it really doesn't matter which one of them is right because the referee always has the final say.
I think it's worth noting, Stu, that the Slugs bring in only eight uniformed players today.
Uh-huh. That is worthy of note. You're right. So the Penguins with a much deeper bench. The Penguins coming in tonight with about 13, 14. Not exactly sure how many are down there because we have several players who are... Ooh, that's quite a bit more. No, that might be too much. There you go. Several players still with their warm-up unis on. Uh-oh, there's a big foul. A big travel, I mean, as Gaynor got the ball. Megan Gaynor got the ball at baseline, and she looked up to try and flip it up top, and there were 14,000 Penguins in her face. A lot of wings, little short Penguin wings, but they were still there. And she couldn't shoot it. She walked with it 11 minutes exactly. Penguins up 10-7. Barnes has the ball now. She's out on the right side. Oh, Barnes. Oh. Was that not a travel? Like Barnes had a problem there. Now, Mary Crocker has come in, fans, for the Penguins. And Barnes tried to hit her with a bullet there, but Crocker was being double-teamed in the paint. Crocker, the largest player on the court, at 6'3". Crocker just standing in there, filling up the middle so beautifully. Crocker, one of the DU radio favorites for the past couple years. Crocker getting some minutes tonight. We'll keep an eye on her. Now she takes her place back under the hoop. As the Penguins transition, they throw it away again. J-Wo, two plays in a row.
In transition, Chardonnay looking to steal the ball. As Slugs kick it out to the left end. Bring it inside, using some height, getting past Mary Crocker for 2 points.
Yeah, that was Molly Davidson, who's in there at 6 foot. Molly Davidson is listed, but next to Crocker, she's the tallest player on the court, so I'm sure she's taller than 6 feet. And Casalaggio now with a putback after Barnes miss a long three ball. 12-9 DU inside of 10 minutes, Horn and Jay Woe. On radio.dominican.edu, the official
radio home of Dominican University of California.
That's right, the official one. So if they don't say radio.dominican.edu, then they're an imposter station. I'm sure there's plenty of those out there too.
Station.
But we are the official one. What did you say?
A fake station.
Yeah, we don't want that. We're not that. We're the official. And at halftime, we're going to have J-Woe's analysis and statistics as part of our normal halftime extravaganza. As as Barnes has come out, and in her place came back Chardonnay Nelson. Nelson, Crocker, Seltenridge, Casalaggio, and Flatten out there on the court for the mighty DUs. And they are leading by 3 points out of the Penguins. Oh, an easy play there as it was zigzagged indoors, J-Woe, to Molly Davidson. She buried it off the window.
Well, they found the inside here.
9:15 to go, fans. Here comes Flatten. Flatten across the middle, flips it up now to Seltenridge on the right side.
Penguins have been able to go inside as well once or twice.
Yeah, you're right. The Santa Cruz has been pretty tough on him tonight. Oh, a three ball by Casalaggio on the right side after a perfect assist by Flatten. Oh, that Flatten was... She is crafty, Jay Wilk. Flatten with a no-look pass over to Casalaggio buries a tray ball for the Penguins. DU up by 4, 15-11. We're inside of 9 minutes. DU's looking pretty good now on offense with Mary Crocker in there, forcing the outside shot. There goes a three ball. Very deep. And another shot on goal, Mary Crocker with the defensive rebound. There's Crocker with her first bit of work. Crocker now back to the other end. As Flatten takes it coast-to-coast with a jumper off the window deep. And down with it is Melissa Jung.
Slugs looking to match intensity here with the Penguins.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they've done
so. So far they're not. The Penguins are actually a bigger team. They're a deeper team from the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs who are in the house. Banana Slugs with one of the all-time great mascots. And there's a three ball with one of the all-time beautiful shots by Kaylee Calandry out on the right wing. A very high, majestic arc. And Calandry brings the Banana Slugs within 3, 15-14. J-Wo on the play-by-play in a couple of minutes here to round out the first half. Tonight, it's women's night only. as the Penguins are out there. Here goes three ball. Oh, a nice assist by Mary Crocker. Outdoors to Flatten, and Flatten all alone buries the three ball to answer the Banana Slugs. 18-14, 7:45 to go. Slugs in quick transition, moving it left to right toward that northern hoop. Here are the Slugs now. Tali Joyce has got it. She's top of the key. She flips it over left side to Iveth Queller. Queller goes up with a two-ball nothing. Penguins down with it. Here's Flatten on the rebound. Castellaggio, Castellaggio wanted to flip it for three-ball from the corner. And it was a, well, that was kind of a big-time rejection there. Here comes Mary Crocker out, being replaced by Barnes. Crocker with some good minutes. Here comes Flatten to the bench. And Flatten, it looks like, was replaced by Ashley Fromm. So now it's Fromm and Seltenrich, Castellaggio, Chardonnay Nelson, and Barnes out there for the Penguins. Here's Barnes, right side. Castellaggio hit that last three. Oh, a great feed by Fromm with a low bounce pass to Chardonnay Nelson. And Chardonnay buries it. 6 points separate these teams. 7 minutes to go, 20-14 Penguins.
Dominican using that inside speed, power, height, all that good stuff that you need in basketball.
And there's another walk, J-Well. So no timeouts called so far. We're in the first 13 minutes of play with 6:59 to go. Stuart Horn, J-Well, the freshman broadcasting sensation, J-Well. Hey, I saw you did a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I had to get on the air at
yeah.
some point.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're inside seven fans. Ladies' night only at the Collins Center. Oh, and here's a great pass. Oh, the Penguins are working the middle so beautifully. A great pass by Chardonnay Nelson to Ashley Fromm, and Fromm lays it in there for a deuce. A 22-14 lead for the mighty Penguins at 6 minutes and 31 seconds to go on radio.dominican.edu. 17 on the shot. Driving in, you see. Oh, it's swiped away by Chardonnay Nelson. Now Castellaggio goes one-on-one. Right side, Castellaggio with a jumper. Oh! Buries the deuce, Castellaggio. Penguins up by 10, 6:15 to go. Only 1 minute and 15 seconds till J-Wo takes over the play-by-play. And I am excited for that. Make sure all your settings are good before we turn that over. 6 minutes to go, fans. Penguins on top by 10. Here's a turnaround by the Banana Slugs. Nothing 360 spin move, and then it's taken down. It's an offensive rebound by Melissa Jung. And a whistle. And it looks like one of the Banana Slugs are going to get two. This is Melissa Jung, the sophomore, 7'11", 5'11". She's not 7'11". J-Wo's 7'11".
But no, that's just the story.
He doesn't play in the league. But Jung is 5'11", and she's out of Sunnyvale. That's down there in the South Bay, and she cans the first one. Oh, now watch her free throw shooting style, J-Wo. She sets up with the ball above her head. Yeah, you don't see that very often. Look at that. And it works beautifully. She nails both of the free throws just perfectly. And we are at 6 minutes and a whistle. And now out is Melissa Jung. She is out, and we'll see who came in her place. Number 33, that's Queller. No, she was there. And Ocampo's come back in. 5:51 to go, fans, and the Penguins are up by 8, 24-16, after Jung nailed those two beautiful free throws on the northern hoop. Here goes Castellaggio, three ball. Oh, another one! Castellaggio is 2 for 3, and the one she missed, J-Well, was the massive rejection. 27-16. Penguins by 11. It's been kind of Penguins so far tonight.
Now riding lots of momentum here. Still playing defense as hard as ever.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And now a push by Barnes. And that was against Queller. Queller, a freshman at 5'2". She's out of Oakland.
I actually think that's pronounced Cuellar.
It's Cuellar?
That's just a guess.
Well, thank you very much. I think we'll check that. Right in front of the Opulent Broadcasting. You might be right. I better check that. Molly Davidson brings it inbounds for the Banana Slugs with 5:22 to go. She was right in front of the broadcasting area. Did we get that second table up? No? Okay, no problem. 5:14 to go. And here's a three ball chucked up there by Cuellar. Oh, it bounced 3 times on the rim. No. Now it's out of bounds by Santa Cruz, and the Penguins will get the ball. Diving for it was number 25. That was Davidson, along with Lauren Seltenrich, and now with the play-by-play, here he is, fans, J-Wo.
Flatten with the ball right across the timeline, as Stu likes to call it, right past the Dominican icon. Off to Seltenrich in the left side. Castellaggio inbounds to Nelson on the tip of the key. Whistle. She drops the ball. The motion was for a personal foul, but that's football, my favorite sport.
had to finish that season up. And it'll be a timeout on the Banana Slugs UC Santa Cruz. And we are going to bring you some more exciting women's basketball here from the Conlin Rec Center. Tuesday night primetime broadcast. We had some time to let Stu catch up here. We got audience in the house, cheerleaders yelling out all those positive Dominican University cheers.
How many cheerleaders are in the house tonight, J-Bo? It looks like 2, 4, 6, 7 of them. So pretty good cheerleading squad in the house. They didn't actually get out there on the floor that time with 4:49 to go. That's the first time out of the game. Man, this has been rapid-fire succession. We're almost done with the first half.
But that's a good thing for Dominican ladies.
It's not even 7:30. You know, you might be right. The run and gun is working well.
It's 27-16, just 4:49 left. That doesn't sound like the price of a Happy Meal anymore. Let's see. Flattened it inbound from the baseline here. Nelson Lowe, nice and tall. Castellaggio wrapping around. Inbounds. Seltenrich, a quick two.
Yeah, that's a quick up and in for the Penguins on the short side.
That brings their lead to 13. The Slugs bring across half court. Taking it for a nice roll off the left side. It is Cuellar at the top of the key now. Looking for an opening. She picks up, looks for a pass, flattens all over, and she throws it away down.
Well, the Penguins needed that as Cuellar just chucked that thing out of bounds. She couldn't find a recipient at all, and the Penguins get the ball in the unforced air.
Looking for Sarah Adamson.
All right.
And she sits down low, covering Fromm there. Flattened, pass to Nelson. Off to the right where Castellaggio is looking. She finds Flatten at the top of the arc. Crossovers, finds a lane, throws up a pass high off the glass.
Boy, did she draw a foul there or what? Well, that was heads up by Flatten. Actually, she had no chance at all, so she just heaved it up there and drew the foul. She knew she was going to get two.
And here she is at the line.
First time tonight for Flatten at the line. First Penguin at the line.
And she does hold that ball at head level, sinks the first one. It's now 30-16.
Guess I'm wrong about that, aren't I?
And we're bringing in Kate Ellis for Castellaggio. She'll hang in the backcourt with Sultan Rich.
I think Castellaggio hurt her ankle. She came off the court limping. Her right ankle's a little...
on her own power.
Keep an eye on that.
Flatten. Arcs one up for another sweet point.
Man, that Flatten.
Calandri inbounds.
She's a Hall of Famer. Freshman year. 4 minutes to go, fans.
Joyce brings it around. Slugs pass back to Joyce. And it's short. The three ball was off the front of the rim. Nelson and Fromm combining for a rebound.
What a fantastic save that was by Chardonnay. Nelson falling out of bounds. Fires it over there to Fromm.
Flatten in the back left corner. Calling out a play. Gets the screen from Nelson. Opens up. Tries to find her inside. Slugs get a hand on the ball. There's now 11 on the shot. It'll be Penguin ball from the baseline. Looking for an opening once again. Slugs cannot block it. It's the pass inside. Fromm missed an easy two. But there's 9 on the shot clock again. And she goes to the line on a foul. There's 16 fouls from Slugs tonight. Sending Dominican to some points. Three points. Just under 3:33 left in the first half here.
32-16. Are you kidding me? The Penguins over at UC school have doubled up the number in the first half. Wow.
It's taken some defense out of the Penguin ladies, and they've continued to do so.
You know, J-Wo, the Slugs aren't playing bad either. Badly, I should say, to get it correct. Grammatically speaking, that was correct. They're not playing badly at all. It's just the Penguins are killer tonight, especially the D, as you mentioned.
Joyce and Cuellar are playing a little pass back.
Good fake by Joyce.
Included Gaynor in that. And it was a long three from Cuellar, missed far off the rim.
Oh.
And in the struggle for the rebound, Flatten and I believe Gaynor got the foul to go in the favor of the Slugs. Their inbound coming from Calandri. out to Cuellar, who swings it around to the left side. Landry again. A shot missed off the glass. Flatten on the rebound. She'll bring it back across the court. Passes off to Selton Rich in the right corner. She finds Fromm in the right. They kick it inside. And back out to Chardonnay Nelson, who scores another two.
Man, Chardonnay Nelson lowers the shoulder, just buries it, takes it herself through about three banana slugs and buries a deuce. That was beautiful. Good help by Ellis there, too.
Slugs doing nothing but passing around the top of the key.
Oh, Selton Rich, so tough on the D. She just in the face of every slug on the court. Oh!
And the three ball from Joyce is good.
Man, oh man, that was a great
35-19. Three. 35-19. Selton Rich, a head fake. Back off to Fromm in the left side there. Find Nelson at the top of the arc. Looking inside. They're trying to find it to Ellis, but couldn't get through. Slugs finally put up a little defense. Cuellar finding lanes. Almost got it inside.
Oh, Fromm with a beautiful rebound after the Slugs could not convert that deuce.
Davison had the ball on the middle of the key and could not convert. Flatten now to bring it across midcourt. No Penguins in the key right now. They're playing nice and high. 14 on the shot. Nelson bringing around the top of the arc. Looking for some openings here in the Slug defense.
7 on the shot.
Flatten still looking. Shot goes up. Misses left side off the rim. Selton Rich with the offensive rebound. Nelson fumbles a little pass. And I think it's a foul from Gaynor again. She's
yeah, I think
surprised.
You're right. Gaynor went up against Nelson.
Surprised.
Gaynor slammed into Nelson. Both ladies going for that ball on the rebound after Selton Rich pulled one down. Here comes Mary Crocker getting ready to come back in for the Penguins.
Nelson.
J-Well, Crocker with some nice minutes tonight.
Standing at the charity line. There's just 1:17 left in the first half here. Crocker coming back. Scores 35-19. Looking to score a couple more here. Nelson could be putting this up. And it toilet bowl rolls outside. 1:14 now. Slugs bringing across the line. Looking for some quick openings. They pass it around. Cuellar to Joyce. She airs it up. Scores a three ball.
Man, that Joyce is a shooter. Holy cow.
We have Baskerville back in. She passes off to Selton Rich. And there's a whistle. Everyone freezes.
Baskerville for the Penguins.
Everyone rocking around, even though there's 55.1 seconds left in the half. It's been really exciting basketball and too quick for me to watch.
Man, this has been just run and gun. I am liking the pace of this game. I think the Banana Slugs want to be sure to finish the game early because they have so far to go to get home. Not too many timeouts, only one so far by either team.
Ellis, the inbounds.
Oh, Crocker with
Crocker on the inside, dishes off to Nelson. She doesn't get the roll on her layup.
And Crocker had a great assist there.
Joyce now drives straight into the key. Baskerville helped
her
out.
How do you miss that one, J-Will?
She hit
Joyce.
The front side of the rim. Those layups just get too exciting sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. Joyce had a clean look, and there were four Penguins on her, and she was still clean and missed it. Chardonnay
Nelson
with the rebound.
At the top of the arc. Off to Ellis on the right. Closely guarded, the two tallest players right now. With the exception of Mary Crocker, of course.
Yeah.
Baskerville running around with the ball. On the right side, there's just four on the shot.
Mary Crocker!
In and out!
Inbounds. In and out. That's what, the third in a row from the inside there? Joyce puts it up. With no time left on the clock, her shot went in and out as well.
Holy cow, fans. What a beginning to this one.
We're going into the half, 35-22, Penguin lead. On radio.dominican.edu. We're going to have to give you some more stats when we get them. We'll send you in with those.
So both teams now, J-Wo, heading off to the clubhouse here at Dominican University of California. The Penguin cheerleaders have made their way out onto the floor. Pretty good crowd tonight. It's ladies' night only as the Penguin ladies in a non-conference matchup against the Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz, Banana Slugs live from the Conlin Center. We have 15 minutes for a little halftime break. J-Wo and I will be back in a few minutes with the stats and our halftime extravaganza, which includes J-Wo's assessment. Brandon Davis is in the house for those of you who are wondering, fans, as usual. 14.5 until J-Well. Well, J-Well and I will be back before then. 14.5 until the tip-off of the second half. We are happy you're with us, fans, and apologize for those first couple minutes. If you weren't able to pick us up on the worldwide feed, remember you will be able to hear this broadcast in its entirety, including J-Well, those first couple of mystery minutes that were missed. Starting tomorrow night, they'll be able to download it, save it forever, and believe me, the families and the players and most of the fans will want this broadcast 20 years from now. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. From J-Well, this is Stuart Horn. And by the way, J-Well, as you know, we are under the direction of the communications department, the chair of the communications department, and that is Professor Melba Beals. So, with that being said, J-Well and I will take a short timeout, and we'll be back with the second half in about 10 minutes. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. That's right, folks, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Big shout-out from J-Well and I and fans that are here in the house to Tina Girarduzzi's aunt up there in Idaho listening on the worldwide Penguin Leader radio.dominican.edu. As J-Well says, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, to all corners of the globe, Penguin Basketball coming to you live via the internets.
And radio.dominican.edu.
Don't always want to call it the internets, J-Wo, as the President of the United States calls it, the ex-Vice President of the United States who invented the whole thing. So he says. So part of our halftime extravaganza, besides recognizing and shout-outs to Girarduzzi's relatives and, of course, Mary Crocker's relatives we always like to give a shout-out to. Wasn't there someone else we had to hit up, J-Wo? I didn't make note.
No one mentioned it.
Okay. Well, if J-Wo doesn't know, then I would have to say no one knows. Big shout-out to Melba Beals. How about that? Professor Beals, who under whom we are under direction. I really hacked that up, didn't I? We're under the direction of Melba Beals, is what I'm trying to say.
It's all right. It's Tuesday night primetime basketball.
That's a good call. Tuesday night makes a difference. Crank your mic up there. We want more J-Well. And if we're exceeding that number, crank me down and the headphones up. Get more J-Wo worldwide. Well, we had a lot of feedback from the people down in Melbourne, Australia. Oh, I know who I was going to give the other shout out to. That's Kate Ellis's mother, who emailed us between the last game and tonight.
So now we can pronounce names correctly.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, at least on the Penguin squad. So shout out to Ms. Ellis. We are happy that you join us each game, as hundreds of other fans do who follow the Penguins worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Very quickly now, J-Wo, I will attach my wings, my Penguin wings, and fly or swim as quickly as I can through the statistics from the first half for the UCSC Banana Slugs from Santa Cruz, the visiting Banana Slugs. This is a non-conference game, by the way, J-Wo. Rachel Ocampo was 1-for-3 and 1-for-3 outside, which she had about 13 minutes, no rebounds. Kaylee Calandry, 1-for-4 indoors, 1-for-1 outside, played the whole half, but a minute and a half. Talia Joyce, 2-for-6, 2-for-4 outside, pretty good shooting there, 18 minutes. Melissa Young, the other starter. Brandon Davis told me that it's Young. 1-for-3, she didn't try any outside, but she had a couple of good rebounds, 3 of them, in fact. And the other starter was Megan Gaynor. 1-for-3 indoors, nothing outside. 13 minutes for the Mighty Penguins. Kate Ellis, 0-for-1. She played 10 minutes, though. And she had one rebound. Ashley Fromm, 3-for-6. Fromm, the veteran. Nothing outdoors. She did make 2-for-2 from the line, and she had a total of 3 rebounds. Chardonnay Nelson, 3-for-4 inside. That was nice. Nothing outside. 0-for-1 from the line with 4 rebounds. Lauren Seltenrich, 2-for-2 inside, with a couple of rebounds, and Stephanie Barnes, 0-for-3 indoors, 0-for-2 outside, with 3 rebounds, and we are ready for the second half.
I'm going to have to chip in a big number here. It's 24 in the paint points from the Penguins versus the Slugs 8.
360 spin move as the ball comes in, bounce to Chardonnay Nelson. Good job there, J-Will. 19:51 to go. We're early in the second half, fans. Penguins up 35-22. Horn and J-Will with you on the Penguin Leader Worldwide Radio.Dominican.edu. Second half action, ladies' night only tonight. Just one game. Outside now, the Slugs have it. Oh, brother. They open up with a three ball from Rachel Ocampo from way out on the right wing. Now the Slugs with full court heat. Penguins in the backcourt. They can't get it across the timeline yet. They're still in the backcourt. Now they get it up there to Barnes. Selton Ridge flips it up to Barnes, number 22. Here's Chardonnay Nelson indoors. Kate Ellis has it now. She walks back out to the top of the key.
She did not walk, in fact. That was not a call.
Not walk. She just slowly jogged while dribbling. Coming up on 19 minutes.
Slugs trying to show up some intensity here coming out of the locker room.
That's right. And they did by opening up with a three ball from Ocampo. J-Will, keeping me honest, you're absolutely right. It wasn't a walk. Here's a good head check there by Kaylee Calandri. She goes up, right side, nothing. Ocampo comes down with it. Holy cow. How many rebounds a night you think Ocampo gets at 5'2"? Ocampo, out of Los Angeles. Ocampo is a very solid shooter, the senior. Here's Ocampo, top of the key, three ball on the way. Missed it short and left. And Barnes hauls it down. Man, Ocampo is the tiniest player on the court, perhaps in the house. And yet she's got a big-time shot, and the Penguins are letting her take that three ball. Here's Ellis, outdoors now. Shar drives in left side. Uh-oh, Nelson. It gets away, and the Penguins maintain control.
Oh, boy, she just had to look at it as it dribbled away.
Man, that was lucky for the Penguins. I thought it was knocked out by Shar. I thought she muffed it, but one of the Banana Slugs must have reached in. The Penguins by 10. We're at 18:20 to go, fans. They're 16 seconds still on the shot clock as the Penguins will have it on the quick up and in. They've been very effective tonight. They get 5 seconds to bring it in, and they do so. Over to Lauren Selton Ridge, the senior. Selton Ridge plays again tonight without that right leg brace on. I spoke to her last game about it. She said it was just psychological, but then she ended up getting her knee bumped into last game, and I saw her wince, but she was okay. Now Barnes with a beautiful two ball from out on the right wing, way out there, a little bit low, and she buries it for the Deuce. Penguins on defense now.
It is nice to see Barnes sink one tonight. She missed earlier this half.
Yeah, good call. There's another big three ball, and the Banana Slugs have been hung out to dry with Penguins won't let him indoors. So Talia Joyce goes three, missed it. Now here goes the same play as the Penguins played last in the last series. Here's Chardonnay Nelson. Ocampo guarding Chardonnay. Oh, Ocampo knocks it away. Chardonnay heads up, takes a dribble, gets it over to Fromm finally. Uh-oh. And Ellis, 3 seconds in the lane.
Boy, Ocampo not even intimidated at all by Nelson's size. She's all over, hands around her, looking to pop that ball loose.
Yeah, you're right. Good call. Chardonnay Nelson, one of the more physical players in the league, number 35. And little old Rachel Ocampo at 5'2". And Ocampo is the point guard, very tough. Ocampo hit the opening three ball in the second half. And the Slugs now work it the other way. And it comes off on the foot after errant pass by the Slugs' Talia Joyce. Penguins pick it up. 17:12 to go. Over to the left side now. Here is Lauren Seltenrich. She's out on the wing. Moves toward the right post. Brings it over to Ellis. Oh, Ellis with a two ball. Oh, back at her. Doesn't get it. Knocked away and out of bounds by Megan Gaynor. And the Slugs are going to have it on the long side.
Boy, the Slugs looking to show everything they have coming out of the locker room, the most important time for a team, right after the first half.
Alicia Flatten's come out, fans, as Kate Ellis has gone to the bench for a much-needed rest. 3 intense minutes for Ellis as she came in opening the second half on radio.dominican.edu. Here we go again now. Slugs moving from our right to left, opposite of the first half, as usual. In the opulent broadcasting area here, myself, Stuart Horn, Jay Woe with you. Freshman broadcasting says, oh, left side with a layup by Ocampo, but she just barely missed it, a little tiny bit deep. Boy, Ocampo went with a crossover there, Jay Woe, very athletic, and she was fouled along the way.
She's at the line, but I'd like to remind you that the Penguins are sitting nice and tight with their depth chart.
You're right. They've got a bunch of players on the bench. Ocampo now up and in. We've bounced around a little bit. Kind of rattled it home. 37-26. The 16:44 o'clock. Of course, the clock does not roll during the free throws. Should she miss this one, the clock will roll as soon as it hits the rim. It's in the air, and it does hit the rim, but it does not go through. So the clock is rolling. The Penguins on offense. Barnes came down with that rebound there. Penguins boxing out nicely. Indoors now to Fromm from Nelson. And a block thrown up there. Boy, what a block against Fromm. It's not easy to block Fromm by Melissa Young.
She just barely got a hand on there. Nice and...
Yeah, they called that not a block. They called it a jumper. She had both hands on the ball. Man, that was rejection city. You don't see that against Fromm very often. You usually see Fromm doing that. And Fromm got a taste of her own medicine at that time. And boy, she's done. She's blocked just about every player in the league in her 4 years. Fromm has just exponentially improved every season. She was good her first season. And boy, is she something this year, her senior season. 5 seconds to go. Campo, three ball. Oh, short. But it's hauled down by Gaynor. And the Slugs have it again. The clock resets at 30. Over to the left side now. Up against the glass, Melissa Jung, and that one's good.
Penguins missing some key rebounds on the defensive side.
There's a timeout has been called by head coach Brett Mitchell. So the first timeout of the second half. Jay, well, how many timeouts were there in the first half? There really weren't very many.
I counted one or two.
I know. 15:56 to go, fans, on radio.dominican.edu. 37-28, and the Penguins now attacking that southern hoop. Both teams back out on the floor. Check it, the northern hoop.
Yeah.
What happened? I got switched around there.
Slugs are at the...
Well, I thought we were still in the first half, I guess.
Right.
I better pull the compass out of my pocket.
Penguins are playing defense on the southern hoop.
Thank you. We are on the eastern wall, are we not?
Yes, we are.
For a second there, I thought I was entering a vortex. I am entering a basketball vortex the way the Penguins are playing tonight so beautifully. And now the Penguins bring it across the timeline. The reason I call it the timeline, Jay, was you got 10 seconds to bring it across there. 37-28, midcourt. Penguins flatten, goes up left side. Oh, and Flatten has a word of the referee. She can't believe it. The ball was given to the Banana Slugs as Flatten went up left side. Flatten almost got Flatten.
The ball ended up on the backboard there.
The block there was by Calandry. And I guess that was clean because Flatten was sent off to the other end. Penguins are defending that southern hoop, as Jay Will mentioned. Oh, a nice up and in. Great body work. Patience by Gaynor. Uh-oh. And here's Selton Ridge. Selton Ridge is on the floor, and it's very bad looking as Jesse Mazza has gone out there.
It goes dead quiet.
Yeah, the entire Collins Center has fallen silent as Lauren Selton Ridge down on the southern end of the Collins Center under the hoop, and she is holding the left leg. Jesse Mazza, the head trainer, is down there. He's holding that left leg. And for 3 years, Jay, well, she's worn a brace on that knee.
That's the
big metal apparatus. And having spoken to her a couple of times about that, because this year she's not been wearing it.
This is the one thing you do not want to do is re-injure a previous injury that has kept you out.
Yeah, she's still down on the floor. Jesse Mazza has the leg in hand as the assistant coach Paul Racanello is down there assisting Mazza, and we'll see how Lauren is doing here. Yeah, well, usually by now I like to see them up on their feet, but she's nowhere even close as Jesse has that knee in hand, and let's see if one of the trainers is getting a brace for the knee. She said that she felt that the brace had become nothing more than a psychological crutch.
And I completely understand that.
Yeah, and so that she felt like she really didn't even need it, that she was playing around it, and she was favoring around that brace, and here we are, and she must have, you know, she hurt that same knee last game. Oh, they're going to bring out they might have to wheel her off the court.
The wagon.
They're bringing out the wagon. And Coach Mitchell's over there with head trainer Jesse Mazza. Mazza is holding her leg in such a way that it
will not extend?
Well, so that there's no movement whatsoever. And Selton Ridge is on the floor still on her back. She has not moved. She hasn't moved an inch. Her hand is being held by Paul Racanello. And now there are several people around.
A Dominican nurse steps out.
Is that a Dominican nurse?
I believe so. I've gone in to see her at the health office.
Okay. You're doing okay, though? What are you doing in the health office? You're not sick, are you?
No, that was early on in the year.
Right. Would you get a flu shot or something? People. I went in the health office this year and got a flu shot for the first time. FYI.
You know, that wagon would look a lot more comfortable if it had radio flyer along the bottom.
Or how about a pillow in there? How are they going to... All right. You know what? In 6 years, J.Y., I've never seen anybody taken off the court in the wagon. I've seen the wagon.
Right.
But I've never seen anyone take it away in the wagon.
I didn't know that's why we kept it around.
I couldn't imagine that that's what they were going to use it for. I mean, I don't know. Well, we'll just have to see how they do here. And poor little old Lauren Seltenrich is down on the floor, fans, right under the southern hoop off to our left. And they've got her. They've picked her up. She doesn't look all that comfy. They're holding that left leg and knee.
Trying to immobilize.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That was exactly what I was thinking. They've got her in the wagon. Everybody lifted her up. Oh, boy, she is hurting, Jaywell. She is hurting. Oh, she's hurting bad. She's wincing like crazy, and they're wheeling her out now. I don't know. I've never seen this happen, Jaywell. I've seen a lot of injuries in the Collins Center.
And this is the first for me.
This is the first time I've ever seen anybody wheeled out.
We'll see if the ladies can bounce back here. And injuries never...
How about can the broadcasters bounce back? I'm seriously affected by this. I mean, especially considering I always bring it up in these games, and she and I have actually talked about it. She said she didn't need it anymore, and who knows if the if she did or if it was, you know, coincidental. I don't know. But the Penguins now work the ball to the other end, and Fromm buries it after a beautiful zigzag play, so the Penguin team is quicker to jump back on their wagon than I am. I want to make sure that Seltenrich is okay. We're at 15 minutes exactly. And Ocampo has the ball thrown over the top of her. Ocampo the save. She ends up in the grandstands. What? And now the Slugs. Talia Joyce gets called on a walk. 14:52 to go. 39:30. As Melissa Jung, or Young,
As
she comes off the floor. Oh, by the way, fans, if you want to interact with us, you can do so. You can send us a little instant message on AIM. Our screen name is DUC Radio. There is no space. It's just DUC Radio. And we'd love to hear from you. And those messages go straight to Jay Woe, so keep him clean, because he's only a freshman, and we don't want to hurt his mind. 39:30. 14:41.
Nice and big.
Yeah. Jay Woe, my innocent, lovable sidekick. Here's Flatten, and she buries one into the northern hoop, and that's what the Penguins wanted.
That's what the Penguins needed.
40-30, DU back on top. They've got the momentum going. Here's another one by Flatten. Oh, in and out, and back in. And the Penguins will take it, so Flatten. So good from the floor. Such a great acquisition. Is also a shooter, and she's unflappable from the line.
And what? Before those last 4 points, the Slugs had been on an 8-2 run coming out of the half.
Oh, good work there. Jaywell, three ball, chucked up by Ocampo. No. Ocampo was way out there on the left wing. She tried to move it in toward the low post, couldn't get it to go. Now Chardonnay Nelson has a block thrown on her by Kaylee Calandry. Calandry, a sophomore out of Alameda at 5'9", puts a big hurt there on Chardonnay Nelson. Now a quick up and in, three ball, Castellaggio buries a three as the Penguins bring it in on the short side into the right hand corner. Castellaggio. That was some sweet stuff, Jaywell.
Boy, you usually see that inbound pass right inside on the key where the Penguins have got it all night, but Castellaggio sat outside and got the ball to go in.
Yeah, that's a good call. And those quick up and in from right under the hoop, the Penguins have been masterful all season long with a quick up and in, but tonight they move it over to Castellaggio in the corner, and she buries a tray ball. She's out there all alone. Now an air ball thrown up by one of the Banana Slugs. That was number 20. Calandry again. She drifted in. And here comes Mary Crocker, fans, in place of Chardonnay Nelson. Boy, I'll tell you what, Jaywell, it's not that easy to come in place of Chardonnay Nelson.
But that's why there are two of our favorites here.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely right. Chardonnay Nelson plays as hard as they come, folks. Mary Crocker in her second year of the Penguins. Shout out to Crocker's fans and family up there in Salem, Oregon. Left side Ocampo now. Here goes a three ball. Big time by Joyce. In and out. Penguins cannot haul it down.
Another missed defensive rebound by the Penguins.
Yeah, that's
we'll
tough.
See if the Slugs capitalize.
Now, when you have Mary Crocker in there, you just figure it's a given. Crocker could box out three at once. You know, a couple years now, when Crocker fills out as much as she is high, she is really going to be something. She's still a little bit thin.
10 on the shot.
Now Crocker just manhandles Molly Davidson. Gets the ball out, but then throws it away.
The Slugs come back with the ball once again.
It goes a three ball. Shot up by Calandry. No. Now, let's see. Boy, the Penguins can't get a break. And finally, as I say that, they do get a break as the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Banana Slugs. I thought they screwed up another rebound. That would have been three in a row, and that's too many for me.
Too many in any basketball
game. Well, they've been looking really good, actually. So far in the first half, they were looking beautiful. Second half action opened up with Ocampo with a big-time three ball. The Penguins have not really been all that solid yet as Flatten picks up a nice screen from Fromm. Here's Barnes. Barnes drives in left side, the elbow. Now back over to Flatten on the right wing. Flatten gets it indoors to Fromm. Goes left, right, left up. Fromm too high. And now Mary Crocker tips it out. Oh, man, quick transition as the Slugs take it out of bounds and back in very quickly. 44-30. We're coming up on 12.5. At the 12-minute mark, Jay, will you take it over? 44-30, fans, top of the key. Talia Joyce, top of the key now. She flips it over to left side. Megan Gaynor. Gaynor, the seven on the shot. Gaynor with a drifter. No. Mary Crocker down with a rebound. Right side now is Flatten across the timeline. Penguins now. Flatten with a no-look over to Mary Crocker. Top of the key. Crocker now makes her way under the basket. Crocker with a hand up. But Crocker's being guarded very, very tightly by the six-footer. Davison. Penguins work on the perimeter. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Out to the right. Here's Fromm. Fromm with three bounces on the elbow. Over to Barnes. Six on the shot. Barnes three ball on the way straight away. Oh! Missed it left. And it's going to go out of bounds. In the top left side of the court up into the grandstands. And here he is with play-by-play, Jay Woe.
Slugs the inbound from their right side, not the baseline. It is Joyce, one of the big scorers tonight. She brings it across the middle. Guarded not so closely by Castellaggio. As the Penguins sunk back into the key. Now Ocampo swinging around off the left side. Joyce kicks it back out. Ocampo, a three ball. Missed it too far, but followed her own shot. Got the rebound. They find the inside lane for two.
What an assist by Ocampo.
Young with the score. Flatten now taking it cross town. But she's blocked.
Oh, no.
Young.
No.
Stole it away. Now Ocampo deeps in. And Joyce missed her jump shot. It was a free jump shot.
That was 5-on-3. Penguins on the losing end, and Joyce missed it.
Now Flatten with the ball, looking for some retaliation points. Off to Castellaggio. Now Crocker swings it around to Barnes on the right side. Finds it inside to Castellaggio. She looks, turns, fires a layup. It's far offside. She followed it. But in her second chance opportunities, she lost it out of bounds.
Man, Crocker got tied up under the rim there, and they blew the whistle as if it had come off of Mary Crocker. And Crocker, for the first time ever, this is the second year I've been watching her, Crocker argued with the ref. Crocker's usually very soft-spoken, but she let the ref have it for a second. I think right on Mary Crocker. Way to get in the ref's face.
Slugs have it?
She had a legitimate beef, too, if you ask me. Joyce three ball, no.
Quay Iron Joyce swinging around the arc. They had another offensive rebound. That number's grown far too large for the Penguins. Quay Iron steps, fires it inside, and it's a travel by Davison, the tallest Slug out there on the court right now. Barnes will be inbound, flatten here.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Banana Slugs are transitioning so quickly. Even though they're trailing 44-32 with 10 minutes to go, their transition game is beautiful.
Kate Ellis gets one not to roll. Mary Crocker almost on the rebound. Slugs will bring him across midcourt on a quick transition.
Crocker went back up with it to the finger roll, and one of the Slugs reached over her back and blocked it. That was sneaky.
Easy thing to do.
That was sneaky. You're right.
Davison almost off step, stumbles as she pivots about the top of the arc. They got it inside with Gaynor, who dribbled through the baseline. Gets a call for two free throws. There's 9:38 left here in the half. 44-32, Penguin lead. Looking for 3 points here. Making Gaynor at the line. She starts with the ball at head height. Not very traditional, but not a traditional free point. She missed the first one. Nelson will come in for Crocker. Trading off the big ladies.
Giving Crocker props tonight. Good work.
Gaynor sitting at the free throw line for a second shot. Scores 1 point. 33-44. Stokes down.
That was pure. Pure A.
Flatten. We'll bring it off the left side. Gets a quick high screen from Ellis. Nelson at the top of the arc. Finds Kessler-Jaw on the left side. Passes off to Flatten at the top of the arc. More high screens. It's dumped off to Nelson on the right.
Yeah,
left side. She gets inside. There's travel calls all around. Her shot did not go in. 9:15. 15 fouls for the Penguins.
Oh.
Looks like the inbound will come for the Penguins.
Here. Man, that was a travel on Chardonnay Nelson, and then a foul. I think the foul is subsequent to the travel, but they're ruling on the foul. And that gives the Penguins the ball.
Three ball from the left side. That corner three puts Dominican up 47-33. That called a timeout as well. As we get to hear some more tunes from the radio.dominican.edu, that is what you are listening to. Score once again, 47-33, in case you're watching or listening to this exciting Tuesday night matchup. 9:07 left. Coaches talking to their players. Slugs looking to come back here. They trailed for most of the first half and have trailed for the duration of the second half.
Hey, J-Will, you know what? Coming up on the 15th of February, the final home game, the final broadcast of DU basketball this year, it's going to be a huge night against Holy Names, where it's going to be Field of Dreams night. So they're expecting over 1,000 people in the Conlin Center that night. And we're really looking forward to that. J-Will and I will be here with the play-by-play. That's going to be a CalPAC doubleheader on February 15th, starting at 5:20 with the ladies pregame, 5:30, ladies tip-off, the guys at 7:30 on Field of Dreams night on February 15th. This one comes off the referee and goes out of bounds, J-Will.
Slugs lost it out of bounds, but they'll have inbounds on their half of the court.
Hit the referee right in the chest.
They still have to stand on the court like always.
What's the ruling if it hits one of the broadcasters and stays in play?
We'll play it.
We play it. Well, then we're in the game. I like that.
Nelson needs someone to offer for a rebound, finally. Flatten comes back, and she'll bring him across the half-court line. Penguins playing some high screens off there. Castellaggio looking to get free. Ellis finds Nelson on the inside. Hit as she goes through.
Boy, Nelson got hammered on the way. I thought she was still going to make it.
But it was missed high off the grass in the front of the rim. And there's a quick outline to play as Nelson stands alone at the free throw line, looking to increase the lead for the Penguins. First shot is beautiful. It barely even touched the net, but it's worth a point. 8:22 left. And she gets one more. Penguins looking to score some more here. And it is Nelson with another point.
You know, something else that's interesting tonight, J-Wo, is the Banana Slug ladies are here in the Conlin Center. But wouldn't you know, the Penguin men are down playing the Banana Slug men in Santa Cruz tonight.
In Santa Cruz.
Just coincidental.
They had to travel far away. It was a three ball from the Slugs, bringing it back 36-49. Slugs still down.
That was Calandri out there on the left wing. She buried the three.
Flatten brings it back across, looking for more openings in the Slug defense. And they've found many tonight. Been able to penetrate the key all night. And there's Nelson again. Spin move off the glass and the rim. But the travel calls it no points. Slug ball. Calandri the inbound.
Penguins by 13.
Flatten comes out for Fromm. No full court pressure. Joyce now, the point guard for the Slugs. Passes it in. Get it at the corner of the key. Back it out to Calandri. It's a three ball, but it missed. And another offensive rebound by the Slugs. This is something the Penguin ladies are going to have to work on after the film.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right. There has been an excess of offensive rebounds going against the Penguins tonight. Landry.
Landry. Was it a two?
It was a two ball from the left, right at the elbow, the left elbow.
7-11 back, left on the clock. Nelson now bringing it up at the top of the arc. Ellis now with the ball on the right wing. They find Ellis Nelson again inside. I think the block let the ball go out of bounds on the Slugs.
And Calandry with the block there and the last couple of points.
Not an easy thing to do against Nelson.
7 minutes exactly, fans. 49-38, Stuart Horn and Jay Woe. Jay Woe, the freshman broadcasting sensation in his first year. I know it's hard to imagine that he's in his first year, but he is, fans, and a great job on the play-by-play there. We are worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University. So don't remember or don't forget, or either of those. Try and remember, don't forget. February 15th, that's a Thursday night, the final broadcast of DU Basketball. J-Wo and I will be here. 360 spin move by Chardonnay Nelson. The Penguins bringing in very quickly. Chardonnay up with an air ball, but Calandry with a hand on it. Calandry with another block. That's Calandry's second block in a row. Calandry scored a substantial number of points. Yeah, you're right.
She just did.
She can't believe that she was called on the foul, and Calandry's getting an earful from the head coach.
And I really hate to say it, but I think I saw Sultan Rich pass by with a cast or a huge wrapping on her leg, on her left leg.
You're right. I just saw her. They're dragging her out front. I don't know if they're taking her, if there's an ambulance or what's happening, but I saw Jesse Mazza pull Sultan Rich, and she had the leg bound up. Oh, brother. Now Calandry with another three ball from the right wing. 51-41, and the Slugs are back in this thing. 6:32 to go, flat and getting ready to come back in.
Boy, she's right.
Barnes, Ellis, Nelson, Fromm, and Casalaggio all on the floor for the Penguins. Banana Slugs making a late run. Here's Ellis. Left-handed layup. No, Ellis down with it. One bounce. Oh, short again. Ellis now tipped out Penguin ball.
Penguins having the tall team in there, except now that Flatten come back in for Barnes.
So Barnes out, but Flatten, the smallest player next to Ocampo on the court, but Flatten is one of the best ball control people in the Cal Pack, really. Now here's Casalaggio, right side. Out of the corner. Oh, she goes three ball, nothing. Ellis down with the rebound. Ellis. Oh, she.
But more
she had a getaway.
Are exactly what the Penguins will need for the duration of this game.
Yeah, that was good hustle there by Ellis. Oh, and now a nice head fake thrown up by Joyce. Now she flips it over left side. Ocampo for the three ball deep. Down with it is Chardonnay Nelson.
Exactly what we need.
5:49 to go. The Penguins by 10. Penguins backcourt pressure now by the Banana Slugs. Straight away on the left elbow now. Here's Fromm. Flatten over to the right side. Flat with a good head fake. Ocampo doesn't bite on it. Air ball. No, it hit the backboard just barely. I think Ocampo actually got her first block of the season on there. She got the fingers on that one. Up to
Calandry.
Calandry again.
She was open.
51-41. Man, I don't know why the Penguins leave her open. 32. That is Ashley Fromm.
She may be the Slug go-to gal.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Calandry has just been aces so far. Coach John Brooks in the house. Head soccer coach here at DU. He's up there at about 125 wins. Been here about 13 years. Yeah, you're not kidding. I called the 100th win game. That was a couple years ago, J-Well, and that was really something. I remember it well.
Ooh,
playing against Notre Dame, Dana Moore. Now the Penguins again with a missed free throw. And the Penguins give up the boxing out.
Well, the Slugs missed the free throw. They got the rebound, though.
Yeah.
And that's another chance for two.
Ocampo for three on the way. Nice backspin, nothing. Now Fromm tips it out. Kate Ellis gets wrapped up.
Boy, the Penguins with really Melissa. Need to rebound here. 5 minutes still to go.
Melissa Jung and Kate Ellis got wrapped up under the hoop. Boy, Ellis with elbows flying, and Jung reached in there and just snagged that thing. Now Kate Ellis is out with Barnes in her place. 5:09 to go, 51-42. This is the closest the Slugs have been for about the last 30 minutes of play. Remember, it was 32-16 very early in the game, early in the first half. And now a turnaround by Melissa Jung. And it's 51-44, and all of a sudden, the Slugs are up on their feet. The Slug fans are going crazy. And the momentum has moved from the Penguins' clearly to the Banana Slugs. 445, 51-44, and the UC Santa Cruz are showing some late game toughness. Over to the right, here's Fromm with a jumper short. Fromm gets in, gets her own rebound, falls on the floor. Oh, and she traveled. Fromm was tripped, and she ended up on her back.
What? That hustle is what the ladies will need, along with some defense that they had early on in the game. A timeout is yielded.
Who's called a timeout, J-Wo?
Sounded like the Penguins, and well needed, too.
Man, you're not kidding. We needed a timeout. My stomach is tight when I see the
score getting this close.
Thank you. I was getting tongue-tied there, and that's a rarity. So, Superhorn and J-Wo with your radio.dominican.edu. 51-44 with 4.5 to go. The Banana Slugs making their way into the Conlin Center tonight, all the way up from Santa Cruz over by the coast. Coming over Highway 17 in the Banana Slug bus. They're making the long trip up from Santa Cruz to the Conlin Center, as they like to do once a year. Now, this is a non-conference game, but both teams love the bragging rights.
Intensity, too.
And you're not kidding. A lot of intensity tonight. As usual, Banana Slugs and Penguins usually pretty closely matched, even though they're not in the same conference. Slugs in the NC2A, Penguins NAIA. And it looks like the end of the timeout has come. And we are ready to get this thing underway with the final 4.5 to go on radio.dominican.edu. Inbounds now by the Slugs on the long end. Ocampo has it. She takes it left side up against Fromm. Ocampo has nowhere to go. I mean, you can't go up against the veteran Ashley Fromm when you're 5'2" and expect to have too many open shots. Fromm does not allow it. She doesn't allow it if you're 6'2". Oh, and now Flatten comes up over the top, and it's going to give one of the Banana Slugs an opportunity for the free shot. We have the fouls against Flatten. Flatten coming off. Now she's being replaced by Casalaggio on the whistle.
That's a huge defensive call from the Penguin bench.
You're not kidding. What's the latest run then? 51-44.
Back and forth. Penguin
51-45 now, as Calandri, who's really done the bulk of the damage in the second half, and has done the hardest part, and that's giving that momentum.
You're right, Stu. She didn't show up much in the first half, but here she's made her presence known.
Yeah, you're right. 51-46 now. A second ago it was 10. Now it's 5. The Penguins could use a couple of shots on goal to go down.
They've gotten a couple shots. Still need to rebound, but
now the like DUs throw it away. Here's Ocampo. She picks it up. Oh, man, another unforced error by the Penguins. Now the head coach for the Banana Slugs, that is Nikki Turner. She's indicating she wants everybody to slow down. The Penguins do not get the rebound after the missed three ball by Calandri. Penguins need to box out. I'd like to see him put Mary Crocker in there just to box out a few. Nobody boxes out like Crocker for the Penguins. Here's Calandri, three ball on the way. Oh, missed it left. Penguins down with it. Fromm with a rebound. Woo!
Penguins not yet needing to show any kind of panic.
Baskerville has come in for the Penguins, and now it looks like Coach Mitchell has called a timeout. J-Wo on radio.dominican.edu. 3:22 to go, 51-46. What do you say?
I say Penguins are going to hold on to this one. As the cheerleaders come out, trying to hype up the crowd tonight.
3.5 minutes, 3:22 to go total, folks, as the Penguin cheerleaders are out, as J-Wo mentioned.
Still a great show from the ladies at the basketball court tonight.
Yeah, it's been a great show. Let's see if they can hold on now. This has been, it's tough for any team when you lead the entirety of a game and then the momentum switches late. It's tough to hang on to it. Man, I see some great DU alumni up there. Wearing her USC sweater is Destiny Nolan, only one of the great two guards in Penguin history. Right in front of her is Tina Girarduzzi, and the old ladies... Penguin ladies coach is Scott Davis up there across the way. I haven't seen Davis in the house since Coach Mitchell took over 2 years ago. Scott Davis took the Penguin ladies to the championship a couple years ago, the first time in DU history. So it's nice to see old Coach Davis up there. Now right in front of the broadcasting area is Barnes. She's going to bring it in. Barnes gets it to Castellaggio in the middle of the house. Castellaggio back off to Barnes. Penguins have the ball with 18 on the shot. 3:17 to go overhead. Penguins by 5. Tipped out of bounds now. Penguin ball. And Chardonnay, Nelson, and Calandry went after that one.
Penguins really had the floor spread open wide that time. Looking for inside shots again.
That was a great inbounds. Castellaggio just got herself wide open. Now she's out on the right wing. Castellaggio goes over to the corner. Now Flatten. Flatten throws it away. J-Well.
A turnover that is not acceptable right
man,
now.
Man, oh man, and out of Flatten. Are you kidding? 3 minutes exactly. Penguins by 5. This thing is nowhere near over. 3 minutes, an eternity in hoops.
Penguins going to have to make it up on defense right here.
I think the Penguins have gone on an 0-9 run now? Is that possible? Oh, man. What's going on? Slugs with the ball, 6 on the shot. Over to the right side, driving in baseline. No. Oh, and the up and under scored by Gaynor. Gaynor went up against 3 DUs and scores the deuce across the middle now. Here's Flatten. 2.5 to go, fans. Outdoors, Barnes. 3 ball on the way. Penguins need it short. Oh, no, and it's taken down by the Slugs. Penguins are up by 3, 51-48. Here's Calandry to tie it. Oh, it's deep. And Calandry gets her own rebound. Are you kidding me? Now the Slugs have got it. The shot clock resets. Joyce, left side now. 2 minutes exactly, fans. Calandry has it top of the key. Check it. That's Joyce, left side. Low bounce pass now over to Young. Indoors. Fires it up, Gaynor. Oh, no! Gaynor with the last 2 buckets, 51-50.
This is as close as it's been all night, and as excited as the fans have been.
1:40 to go. Here comes Flatten. Flatten brings it across. She gets it to Veteran. From the Veteran. Oh, brother. Now over to the left side. Here's Chardonnay Nelson. Drives in Chardonnay, and she's fouled. Oh, man.
Boy.
Just the way, oh boy, the house is coming unglued as the Penguins have coughed up 13 unanswered points. 51-50, folks.
Nelson can answer her back right here with some free ones.
And we're going to try and get a report on Lauren Saltonrich as the first one goes up by Nelson. Yes. Whew. Man, oh man.
Need a little breathing room there.
Penguins by 2 now with 1.5. I'll tell you what, 1.5 ago, the Penguins were up by 7.
Boy, if the Penguins can play some key defense and rebounds, they can use it right here.
Chardonnay Nelson buries the second one, and that's large. 1:26 inbounds now. Penguins on defense. Boy, their defense the second half has not been there. Joyce has it top of the key. Joyce fires it indoors, throws it out. Gaynor almost lets it get away from her. Ocampo thinks 3 ball, nothing. Flatten drives in. Joyce, left side, outdoors, on the way. Calandry, oh, in and out. Horseshoe. It hits the baseline, and again, the Banana Slugs get the rebound. Here's Joyce. She thinks 3 ball. Over to Calandry. Left side, Ocampo, 3 ball on the way. Up, off the top of the backboard. The finger, oh, no, the Penguins cough up the deuce. 53-52. Inside of 1 minute, Gaynor buries it too. 1-point game, fans. Here's Flatten, 50 seconds. Right side, Flatten. Now a timeout has been called. Holy cow, J-Wo. You are witnessing your... This is what Penguin basketball is all about. Not the part where we gave up the unanswered, but where we can hang on to it down the stretch. Let's see if the Penguins can do it. This is the first time they've been tested on at least on the airwaves this year.
And finish strong right here. They're just going to have to push the ball inside, either look for a foul in easy two, transition back for some rock-solid defense.
Easier said than done. The Penguins, the only points they've scored now in the past 5 minutes, J-Will, have been the 2 freebies from Chardonnay Nelson. They were up by as many as 13, I believe it was. It's now 53-52.
But before they sit back on defense, they have to rebound. This is the key right now. Slugs came into the second half 5 rebounds down. But obviously they've changed that number, and it has been the difference tonight.
Okay. Coach Mitchell has taken his place on the bench, and he's thrown the dry erase board back underneath him. And Barnes will bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area here. Barnes gets it into Castellaggio. 47 seconds, the Penguins by 1, 53-52. Now we're at 44 seconds. Barnes, low bounce pass, throws it out of bounds. And it goes out of play. It was a poor pass. And Calandri is going to bring it in on the long end for the Slugs.
And there is only 30 seconds on the shot clock. So with the time difference, it'll be at least 11 seconds for a Penguin offensive.
Ideally, unless something goes weird, the Penguins should get the ball at least one more time. 53-52. Slugs have the ball down and low, and they get it to go, and Gaynor scores the deuce! And the Penguins trail for the first time tonight, 54-53, left side, Flatten has to get away! Everybody ends up on the floor, it's a jump ball, who gets the ball? Penguins are going to get it. Everybody ended up jumping on that ball. Flatten was trying to go coast to coast after Gaynor scored the deuce. 22.2 seconds. Can the Penguins hold on to this? Oh, man. What a night. 22.2. And another timeout's been called. And the Banana Slugs came up off the bench, J-Wo, and all the players went insane when that two ball was scored by Gaynor. Oh, man. And Mitchell does not want to see this one get away from the Penguins. The Penguins played beautifully all night. They had all the momentum for three quarters of the game. And all of a sudden, the Banana Slugs started in.
Started with Calandri, I believe, who's hitting shot after shot.
Yeah, Calandri, you're right. Ocampo came out, opened up the second half with a long three ball, and then after that, Calandri just went on a tear with threes and twos and blocking and rejections. And, oh, he was nasty to the Penguins. 54-53 fans, radio.dominican.edu. I'll tell you what, the Penguin ladies are looking stern, they're looking strong, and unfazed, even though I'm, you know, as usual, I'm feeling phased. This is always the case. Indoors now, Chardonnay Nelson gets it on the up and in. Calandri has it, 18 seconds, and she's fouled by Fromm. And Calandri is going to go to the line with 17.6 seconds. Are you kidding me?
Wait, they had me going there. It was inside in the paint like the Penguins had all night.
That was a quick up and in from right under the hoop. And Chardonnay Nelson could not convert. The Banana Slugs got in her face in a huge way.
This will be the biggest rebound of the game if the Penguins can pick it up.
Calandri makes the first one. It's a two-point game. And now Coach Mitchell has called the timeout in between the two freebies. And the Penguins come back off the court. Maybe the coach saw something that he wants to make an adjustment on. As Coach Rocanello and Coach Falk, that's Maya Falk in her first season, she's out there with P-Rock. They call him Coach Paul Rocanello in his second year under head coach Brett Mitchell. Can the Penguins do it? 2 seconds. Check me. 2 points. 17.6 seconds.
It can be done, Stu.
Absolutely. There's plenty of time to do it if the Penguins pull out the right little bit of magic. Oh, man, what a night it has been. It was Penguins all night, folks. Penguins all night. I would say it was so much the Penguins all night that people may have even been tuning out. It was so much the Penguins. Although, it's highly unlikely that would happen. But the Penguins had all the momentum. They had all the points. They were making everything. And then Ocampo opens the second half, and Calandri took over the entire court. And the momentum shifted. Something terrible.
Well, you listeners, keep in touch here. This is the reason we bring you action from Conley.
55-33, Calandri on the line. She made the first free throw, 17.6 seconds on the way. She misses the second one. Fromm down with it. Barnes has got it. The Penguins will have one shot to tie the game. Here's Flatten. Here's Chardonnay Nelson. Chardonnay's got Calandri on her. Left side, 9 seconds. Chardonnay with a turnaround. Oh, no, she missed it. Here goes Fromm. She's fouled. No whistle. Four seconds.
Whistle.
3-2. And a foul has been called on Chardonnay Nelson with 2 seconds to go, 55-53, and it looks like the Penguins are going to call a timeout now.
Boy, I saw determination in her eyes. I knew she was going to take that shot. She drove it home. She was inside, had position.
Oh, man. The Banana Slugs have come back. And with 2.4 seconds to go, they now lead by two. They will have a free throw on the line. Coach Mitchell calls the timeout, which is heads up, because if the first one's missed, the Penguins might have a half-court shot at it. And we've seen stranger things that have happened. but not many. With 2.4 seconds, J-Wa, 55-53 on radio.dominican.edu. We're broadcasting worldwide.
On radio.dominican.edu.
From
San Rafael, California.
From San Fran to Japan. And all points in between, although there's probably not a lot of radios in between. Well, to those ships at sea.
Well, it depends which way you go around the globe.
Well, that's a good call. That's a very good call. I was going the short way, but we are worldwide, so let's go take the long, circuitous route. And Calandria. Calandri is back on the line now. This is Kaylee Calandri, the sophomore, and she's been just nutty against the Penguins tonight. And for some reason, the clock started. It was at 2.6. And
it is some clock damage.
Yeah. All right. Great when you take a free throw, you're not supposed to start the clock.
At the scores booth. Great team.
2.4 seconds, fans. And if she misses this one, and she doesn't, it's a three-point game for Calandri. Now, what has to happen here for the Penguins to have any chance at all is Calandri has to miss this, and then a big three ball made. Here we go. 2.4 seconds on the way. Calandri, she makes it. That ices the game. The Penguins cannot score 4 points in 2.4 seconds, but here we go. 2 seconds by Flatten on the way. Three ball. Oh, she just missed it.
Practically could have won a car with that one.
And the Penguins go down in defeat on an unbelievable night. 57-53 is the final as Calandri has come back and killed the Penguins in the second half. She did it almost single-handedly, J-Well.
Simply unbelievable.
It's the type of game we've gotten used to seeing out of the Penguins, and Santa Cruz comes back from 13 down with 5 minutes to play. They had just been buried the entire night. The Penguins had been on top, all the momentum. And I'll tell you what, J-Well, I would not want to be at practice tomorrow because I believe there's going to be a lot of wind sprinting going on. Just my guess.
These are the games that some teams have to experience. To look back on.
Yep. Of course, I'll be running the radio crew practice tomorrow, and I'll probably have you guys doing some serious wind sprints too. Just not as many as Coach Mitchell.
That'll bring me back to football.
Just trying to lighten things up here, J-Well. After the Penguins coughed up a disgusting loss tonight. If you're a Penguin fan, you cannot feel happy. There's probably not a Penguin fan on earth that will sleep well tonight. Of course, Lawrence Selton-Rich with a big injury tonight. And it was, by and large, a pretty terrible night for the Penguins, at least that final quarter. Everything was looking good up until then.
You know, I don't want to say that injury really cut the morale of the Penguins, but
you know, that's about when it turned around. You're right.
I almost have to say that. That did have a big
impact. I think you're right. The impact for me was when Ocampo opened the second half with a 28-foot three ball that was nothing but yarn. And then, but you're right, Jay. Well, when Lauren Selton-Rich, one of the team leaders, ended up getting hauled out on a stretcher out of the building, not just off the court, but the last we saw of her was off the building. In fact, Jesse Mazza is in the house. And let's get an update on Lauren Selton-Rich. We don't know. Was she taken away in an ambulance? Okay, she went to the hospital, fans. So that's all Jesse Mazza, the head trainer, and he is the final say on injuries here at the Conlin Center. So if he doesn't know,
then we can't. Really
then no one knows. So one final shout-out to
Crocker's family.
Crocker's family, to Ellis's family, and to Tina Girarduzzi's family, one of the greatest soccer players in DU history. In fact, one of the two greatest in DU history. She's top two up there with J.P. McCarville. For J-Wo, for Steve Johnson, for our...
Absent tonight.
Well, no, Stevie does the men's games, I guess. That's going to kind of be his thing. Oh, by the way, 2:15. That's February 15th, fans. The Thursday night will be the final night of Penguin basketball on the air. The final home game. J-Wo and I will be here live on the play-by-play. It's Field of Dreams night.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, and shout out to Bridget Gangler, who did a masterful job on the clock tonight. And finally, those 2.4 seconds were really something. And doing a tough job down there on the scores table. It's not that's the most thankless job in the house. All right, so for J-Wo and Melba Beals, this is Stuart Horn on radio.dominican.edu. Reaching all corners of the world with Penguin basketball. I hate to report that the Penguins go down tonight on a last-minute run by the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz, 57-53. Our next broadcast, February 15th, on radio.
Dominican.
.edu. All right, J-Will, you can take us back to the studio now. Please stay tuned, fans, for more of Indian Unsigned on the official radio station here at Dominican University of California.